making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Well, free agency is finally going to open today, so I'm excited. I'm excited to learn if anyone's going anywhere.
That's what we work for. What would you rank
new
this
league
week?
Year today, Jim? We're going to find. There's going to be some free agent signings today. I've been waiting patiently for days now.
Sure have.
For all those to happen.
Jim, what would you rank this week, this day, like as far as sporting days and our
it's
business
ruined.
As?
It's ruined.
No, not from what they
thought. My favorite day of the year. It's my favorite week of the year now.
Yeah.
It used to be my favorite day of the year. Now it's my favorite week.
The day itself has been ruined.
But they ruined it by putting it on NCAA tournament week, though. It should have been last week.
I don't disagree with that. I don't disagree with that, Jim.
The world's colliding here.
Good take, Jim. It's a good take to start the day.
It's actually a good take, Jim.
Or put it next week.
Trying to see what point spreads are and favorites and underdogs and stuff like that for the games this week.
They could do it either the week before or the week after. They could do either one. Because next week, you don't have games until nighttime, Thursday, Friday, and your brackets are filled out and all that stuff. Everyone doing their brackets today? Get your brackets in.
I'm not doing a bracket.
Not even one?
No.
I've decided this year I'm going to do a bracket.
It's so frustrating.
One.
I'm not doing
one,
it.
I don't know. I have a number of pools I can enter, but I'm doing one bracket.
Oh, you'll be in a pool tomorrow.
And I'm going to own that thing. I don't think so. I don't think so, dude. Weather's not looking so hot.
Getaway day for the Beetle.
Yeah, weather's not looking so good.
Nice.
With that being said,
they got hot tubs there.
Patriots have lost a few players overnight. Danny Amendola to the Miami Dolphins.
Which one shocks you?
Malcolm Butler to the Titans, along with teammate Deion Lewis, now a member of the Titans. Well, not officially, but that's where they're going. Which one shocks me?
Yeah, like you're
none
floored.
Of the above.
Thank you.
In fact, I would say all of these were more on the side of expected.
Yeah.
I expected Danny Amendola to get paid big money that the Patriots would not match, and that played out exactly that way. We talked about it 2 days ago. Deion Lewis, we did not expect him back, and sure as heck, he's gone.
You knew Malcolm wasn't coming back.
And Malcolm was a given.
Yeah.
So I'm not surprised by any of this. Okay, which one alarms you? Which one are you looking at saying, oh no, they lost that player?
Deion. Deion affects the game.
What's the biggest loss?
Deion.
Of the three?
Deion.
Yeah, I disagree.
Wow.
I don't think it's Deion Lewis.
Really?
No.
Who?
I don't. I'm having a hard time coming up between a Butler and Amendola. And I think if Butler this season had the season he had 2 years ago, then I'd be sitting here saying, oh, without a doubt, it's Butler. I mean, still, that's a guy who played 98% of your snaps at corner, and I think that's a significant, significant loss.
Yeah, but he didn't play in the game when you needed him.
If we're doing just on the field, Butler's a big loss. You lose a starting corner. That's a loss.
I mean, they got
that's
away the Super Bowl, and they didn't deem him fit to play it.
I know, and then they lost the game.
Why should we miss him?
And then they lost the game. But it's expected, so I'm not getting all worked up over that one. I think losing Danny Amendola from a not just an on-field perspective, just the whole package, tough, gritty,
dirty,
winning player who makes winning plays, who you can bank on and clutch games and clutch moments. There's something to be said for losing Danny Amendola because it feels like you're losing a piece of your fabric as a team, right? That's a Patriot, man.
Like
Danny Amendola, you look at that guy and you go, that guy's a Patriot. That guy knows what it's all about. He knows what it is to commit himself. Hell, he took pay cut after pay cut after pay cut. He was committed to everything offseason. He was committed to his quarterback. He was just balls in the playoffs. I mean, that guy's a Patriot. That's a all-timer in my book now. I told you, I'd put him in the Patriots Hall of Fame
so you get
for
it.
His contributions postseason.
You get it. Imagine how you feel. Now put your brain inside the head of the quarterback and imagine how that guy feels.
Well,
because
all I could think about, what could you think about? Tell me. I know what you're going
to
say.
Well, I had to survive in this league by making plays in practice. Yeah, we understand my positioning. And you could hold up any card at practice of every whatever fake play you wanted me to run and execute. And you know what I would do in a huddle?
What?
I look to see where's number 80 at, Troy Brown, and whose jersey he wearing this week? Number 81, 87. Guess where I'm throwing the ball to make me look good in practice? To Troy Brown. There are receivers that you trust that you develop a rapport with. We know where Edelman is with Brady on all this, right? Edelman.
Sure.
Edelman wasn't there last year. But these guys are like 1 and 1A, Edelman and Amendola. 3rd and 8, 3rd and 11. When did Brady get good late in his career extended plays? And the plays I say extending. 3rd and 13, 3rd and 14, 3rd and 18. Those are usually hand off the draw and punt it away.
Yeah.
Play the position, field positioning game.
Not on this team.
Brady, in the last 2 to 3 years, has worked on, whether you're laughing at him on the bands or sliding up in the pocket, watching film on Aaron Rodgers, extending plays, attacking, moving up in the line of scrimmage, and having the belief that a guy that wears number 80, not my number 80, Troy Brown, but this Danny Amendola number 80, is going to win on 3rd and long. Again, a second he signs, I'm like, wow, there they go, 4th and 10, Super Bowl. Brady breaks the huddle, he grabs Danny, says, I'm coming to you. You know, that aspect is gone now. See, I know Julian's coming back, and he's going to be fine. I'm not worried about the knee. I'm not. We've seen guys come back from knee injuries. But he's not replacing him. It's a different position. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Jules is an outside guy. He's not a pitch count slot guy. And I don't blame Danny Amendola 1 second for going for this money. It's $12 million, 2 years, $12 million, eight of it's guaranteed. Olivia Culpa is his girlfriend. She's a model. He signed a modeling contract in the offseason last year to protect himself if he wasn't going to play football. He could go down there, play for the Dolphins, have nice weather, no state tax, and they both can do the little modeling thing down there in South Beach in Lauderdale. That's what they're built for. This is a good way for him to go in his career because he's taken pay cut after pay cut, and he has earned every single attempt, catch, reception, yardage that he has gotten. He's a gritty, tough, dirty player. And I say dirty, meaning he makes all the dirty plays. He's a guy that's going to get croaked. He's going to make every tough catch. I have nothing but respect for Danny Amendola. I'm happy he's got this deal. He got this deal. Because at 33 and on a pitch count here, they're not paying him what they're paying him. You know, you're not going to match with the Dolphins. You weren't even going to be in the ballpark for what the Dolphins were offering on this. So I've had to go into this thinking, you know what? He's probably going to be gone too. But I still hold out hope. For what I go back to a month ago, when this thing ended, I said, you got to get number 77 done. I still think Nate Solder is their number one need to fix and attack in this offseason as they approach free agency.
Are you upset by any of the departures?
I'm upset
with the
Patriots,
you look at the team and you say, you should have kept that guy.
Not for what they got, money-wise.
I'm not either.
No, you can't.
I'm not upset with them one bit.
My kid cried on Deion Lewis, though. That's the one that broke him.
We'll talk more about Nate Solder and why we're not upset with the team for letting these three guys walk. That's next.
Get up, Cupcake.
Just because you're at work doesn't mean you have to miss a story. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Solder right now continues to be in a situation where the Patriots kind of slow playing it with him. He's not intending to make a visit. Main concern is really making sure that he's taken well care of, but he is not planning on making any visits. So that is some news I can give you. So I would think that in part argues well for the Patriots perhaps being the team. But, you know, this is a player who probably will command $12 to $13 million.
Here on Zolak and Bertrand, 617-779-0985. That was Tommy Curran on Periscope last night.
Was he on Periscope?
Home office or something of that nature.
Why would he be on Periscope?
I don't know. You were all worked up about this last night. There was no live coverage on NBC Sports Boston. They took the day off due to the snow.
You don't think that's odd?
I don't think it's normal. Yeah. I can't recall that ever happening before.
Like Nesson and Necken were on, okay? Nesson was on. If you know what we think of Nesson.
If you're getting beat by, did Nesson have live programming?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Nesson Sports that's tonight.
And the Bruins on. The Bruins
yeah.
postgame.
Well, yeah, that's a game.
Well, I mean, but then they followed up with their programming of their two guys on set.
Yeah, but the postgame wasn't on Periscope. The postgame was in studio. Yeah.
All right. All right. So there was no live programming on television last night. So you had Tommy Caron on Periscope. Where was Phil Perry? Was he on Periscope, too? Did he have a Periscope?
He was on because I jumped on Tom's Periscope with him.
Oh, good.
And just going back and forth.
Oh,
it was fun.
Okay. Oh,
you know what?
What?
I'd actually like to see more of that.
So would rather see Periscope than watch the actual station.
I was more entertained by Perry and Tom's discussion on Periscope with me, going back and forth and reading texts and questions and Tom answering and firing it off. Like Bert does his. And I like Bert's that way because I think it's quick-moving, fast, topical stuff instead of the stage sit-down.
Yeah. But what he said there is that Nate Solder is now not taking visits elsewhere. Do you know what I'm preparing myself for?
What?
Nate Solder to be gone, too.
I agree. Told you this yesterday with the Giants.
That feels...
Giants are a late entry, and they have money.
You did not say this yesterday on the show.
Jim!
You didn't say it on the show. You told me, but
did
you
he call it?
He didn't say it
I'm
on the show.
That.
He did not say it on the show. He said it. This is where he confuses...
No, Zoe tweeted about it. He said, look out for the Giants.
Okay,
yeah.
You tweeted
last
it.
Last night.
Yeah, but it wasn't on the show yesterday. Okay. We didn't know that at the time.
Oh, sorry.
All right, but the Giants thing could very much be real.
Yeah.
But when he comes
he tweeted
out...
It. He tweeted it, and then Curran responded with like a snarky, like, well, he's not going on any visits, so unless they're going to like...
Oh,
so they're not going to let him leave. He said Zoe said the Giants aren't going to let him leave. And Curran's like, well, they didn't go on any visits. They're not going to let him leave the room he's in.
Well, that could change, too. He might decide in a day that he wants to now do visits. But as of right now, Nate Solder and his camp are letting it be known they are not taking visits. That seems like a cry to just give me a decent deal here in New England so I can stay.
Yeah, it's just show me some respect. That's all.
And the fact is that they don't have a deal in hand should alarm you because that seems like they're ready to move on. That they don't want to get into a bidding war. They don't want to be paying top dollar for a tackle going into his 30s, that they believe that they can figure it out with the guys they have on their roster, and if it's Tony Garcia coming back and getting healthy and whatever it may be, or drafting a guy in this draft, that they're going to go to a plan B. They're going to go to something else because they don't want to get into the business of paying $12, $13 million for their left tackle. I'm prepared for that. I hope I'm wrong. I hope they change course. I hope they get in there and get a deal done. But I think we should all prepare for that. Why would he not take visits? Why? Because he doesn't want to piss off the team and ultimately just wants to be back here.
Kirk Cousins
saying,
is
let's just get a deal done.
Kirk Cousins' deal almost basically got done. We knew it's going to be a guaranteed contract, whichever team it was, the Vikings or the Jets. The early news was the Jets had the more money to offer him the completely guaranteed deal. And he showed up the day before, signed a contract, and Vikings didn't let him leave. Like that deal was pretty much done before his visit. But he said, I do want to meet the coaches and the staff before I sign there. Like, that was done in one day. That's how quick this stuff moves. Giants called Nate. Here we go. 14 a year. We're going to guarantee 20. What do you want to do? Well, I probably want to fly and talk to the coach and see where it goes, and then I'll present it to New England. And in all honesty, you know, I told them I would come back with a comparable type deal and give them the first chance to match. Well, we don't want you to go back. You leave, this deal's off the table. See, this is how it works, you know, too. That's a risk. That's part of the risk.
Well, let me flip
travel.
It on you, Beadle. Yeah,
yeah, sure.
Flip it on you. What if, because he's not traveling, he doesn't have any concrete offers? Because teams are thinking like you're thinking. Well, he's not traveling. He wants to go back to New England. Why are we going to even bother? And maybe the Patriots are just waiting and saying, all right, whenever he gets an offer, we'll see what we think
about
it.
Right, they feel like the longer they wait, the less money there's going to be for him. Which they're not wrong, because we know how this goes. Teams have money that they want to budget for free agency and they want to spend. And if they're going into it early on, you spend a lot of money. Later on, the deals start to happen. And by deals, I mean the bargains. The value plays happen later in free agency. They don't happen on days one and two. They don't happen right now. You don't get out and get Stephon Gilmore on a deal when you're signing him day one.
There's also a domino effect of it all. Like, Cleveland signed Carlos Hyde
today,
that. Right?
Yes.
So if that takes them out of the Saquon Barkley sweepstakes at number one, now the Giants are on the clock with the best player in the draft. That's not a quarterback.
Right.
And Saquon Barkley. Does that make them think differently on who they might want to sign or trade or, you know, stuff like that?
Hey, sign Solder, draft Saquon Barkley, put him in the backfield with Manning, and can you get two more years out of Manning? And that's a realistic thing. Let's protect our aging quarterback, and let's get him a hell of a running back.
It just tells you, though, that there's a deal to be had with Nate Solder right now in New England. It doesn't seem like anyone's eager to call him up and offer it to him. And I can't imagine that he's helping his market by doing that, though, Jim. You're right about that. Yeah, how could that help him?
That report by Kern there saying he's not thinking of it, he's telling you. And one day away from this thing. Anybody want to pick up the phone?
They're planning. I'm talking about other teams. Their planning is going to go elsewhere if they feel like Nate Solder does not want to leave New England. It is. It's just they're going to move on. Teams don't wait on free agents. They don't wait on a guy unless you're something really special. Unless you're a franchise quarterback, they're not waiting on you.
The one team that might wait is Cleveland because they're waiting on Joe Thomas anyways. So they might have to wait.
Yeah, because they have a ridiculous amount of cap space too.
Well, no, but if Joe Thomas retires, that's $13.5 million they get. So that's they can just take that and give it to Solder.
Sure. Think he wants to go to Cleveland? Think no. You want to play for a bad team?
No, I don't.
I don't think so either. So that is the latest on the Solder situation. He's not going to take meetings. But as far as the other three guys leaving, I can't bring myself to be upset with the Patriots on letting any of them walk. I can't. Amendola, I feel like you're losing a guy who means a lot to the team, but I don't think he's irreplaceable.
It's a guy that's taken multiple pay cuts to stay here, has earned it all, has grinded, and finally has a nice deal in front of him, and he's taking it. That's his last deal. I don't blame him one single bit. And he's been on a pitch count for you. He's a late in the year guy. He's late in the year playoffs. That's where you depend upon him. When things heating up. He's got to go down there and just play 16 games. They're not going to playoffs. He'll be off in January. He's going to feel fresh as lettuce. Who's Miami's quarterback? Is it Tannehill? Are they rolling with Tannehill?
He's still there.
Do we even know that yet?
Yeah. Still there.
Yeah.
Well, they have a new culture, though. And,
sure.
And you know what?
They cut got rid of their best offensive and defensive players.
Danny Amendola, good culture guy.
Yep. Work out with that guy. Ryan, go throw with him.
That's a smart move. That is a smart move. Savvy move by the Dolphins. To pick up a veteran like that.
Who's going to go with Brady to Montana now? Hmm.
Well, we know Jules is going to go.
Jules will be there.
Brandon Cooks. Cooks needs to go
87.
To Montana. Could there be someone else going to Montana?
87.
Someone who is now unemployed after being cut by the Green Bay Packers, Jordy Nelson.
Give me a.
There's a rumor on that front. There's also a rumor and a report that the Patriots have called up a quarterback and offered a quarterback a deal in free agency. We'll tell you about that coming up next.
Sports Hub Headlines.
NFL free agency officially begins at 4 o'clock today, right? 4 p.m.? Thank you. But Malcolm Butler, Deion Lewis, and Danny Amendola, already gone. Butler and Lewis are going to join former Patriots linebacker Mike Vrabel, who is the new head coach of the Tennessee Titans. Danny Amendola, meanwhile, will head to the Miami Dolphins. What now with Nate Solder? More on that coming up with Zolak and Bertrand here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Bruins trailed 4-1 in the third period last night. Five unanswered goals later, they got the 6-4 win over the Hurricanes in Raleigh. David Pastrnak, about losing some players throughout the course of the game.
Yeah, you know, we lost the big pieces, you know, and we're already missing some. So it's been tough. You know, to be honest, we had no idea. All of a sudden, coaches call us that we play only on 4Ds. You know, we had no idea. So, you know, great answer and great, you know, can't say the game, but, you know, definitely great third period.
Yeah, three third period goals for David Pastrnak last night. The natural hat trick, but three players, as he said, left the game, went down the tunnel, did not return. Those would be Zdeno Chara, Torrey Krug, and Jake DeBrusk. Next up for the Bruins, a visit to the Florida Panthers tomorrow night. Celtics in action tonight. They play host to the Washington Wizards at 8, pregame 7:30. Sean Grandy, Cedric Maxwell right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Headlines are brought to you by Boston Laser. Do what Gerard Mayo did and start seeing 2020 with a LASIK procedure at Boston Laser. 866-77-LASER. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Are they aliens?
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Shotgun snap to McCarron. He's going to fire deep
on
the right sideline. AJ Green makes the catch. He's at the 20.
Get up,
spins out of two tackles. He'll go into the end zone for a 66-yard touchdown.
you got to love pressure moments. That's what makes you great. It's when the great ones really shine, and I guess Tom Brady was in the same situation when he had the opportunity. So I got to make the most of it, do my job each week.
A.J. McCarron of the Bengals, who won an off-season dispute with his team, filed a grievance and won. And because of that, as a free agent this offseason, ProFootballTalk.com has the write-up. Quarterback A.J. McCarron may finally have an offer, even if it's not the one many thought he might find this week. According to Kirk Minahan of our competitor, Scott.
That's right, across the street.
W-E-E-I.
Morning guy.
The Patriots have made a contract offer to the Bengals backup. This is Scott Zolak's good friend, Kirk, who reports this morning. What's your issue with this? You don't buy it?
I got excited when I saw McCarron's name because at least, hey, we're starting to talk about somebody other than a special teamer. Bill Belichick last week was down in Alabama at Pro Day. Wonder if he was down there doing checks on his old buddy McCarron, talking to Nick Saban. I was alerted by somebody within the Patriots organization. This is
well, that's ultimately worthless.
Well, 100% ironclad, inaccurate.
I don't buy it. Team Kirk for me.
There you go.
I buy it.
He's
had good reports here, so the last couple months.
I know that.
He's had good information.
I know that.
He's got somebody talking to him.
Considering who
there.
This came from, I'm gonna roll with mine. Couldn't be furthest from the truth.
You don't think someone's trying to use you?
No, not this guy. No.
Abusing the trust that you have in that person?
No, not this one.
Okay.
The other people I've gotten stuff from, yeah.
I buy it.
I've learned my lesson on
I
that
totally
one.
Buy it, though. Yeah. And okay.
I can understand why they would be interested in a guy
even
to upgrade
not
the backup.
Even if it's not true and ultimately didn't.
They need to address backup.
And this source to Kirk has it wrong. It's totally plausible.
Oh, totally.
I don't find it shocking or surprising.
Because eventually, if you're McDaniels, are you really? And say they have so many needs now because they haven't dipped it into free agency that you're probably going to have to use twos and threes and picks like that to go get your next running back, to go get your next pass rusher, to go get another athletic linebacker, to where maybe now you can't find that quarterback or have the ability to go get a quarterback until the fifth, sixth round. That's not really where you find them. You kind of get lucky when you find guys there. Right, we know the drill.
So I know you don't believe it, but let's, for the sake of the conversation, believe it's true. What would it say about the Patriots offseason and the direction they're going?
That they need to get back to what they do as far as build through the draft. Don't get the Coney Ealy's of the world.
Feels like a long-term view, doesn't it? Doesn't feel like they're loading up and building up to put the most around Tom Brady and maximize any sort of window. Feels like it's operating the way they always do, which is with the long-term view.
You know what you wonder, too? If that whole Butler thing with the Saints last year screwed them because they were expecting to get that pick back, and that was the holding piece, and that ended up falling apart. They blew it with Ealy. You know, you lose picks there. It was a 2-4, I think, actually.
Right? I mean, there have been exceptions.
No.
People
had the Coney Ealy thing blown way out of proportion.
What?
They dropped down like 8 slots in the draft and swapped picks and got Coney Ealy.
Okay.
But they went from the 2nd to the 3rd round, so everyone thinks they gave up a 2nd rounder for him. They swapped picks, dropped down like 8 to 10 spots in the draft.
But you still departed your... You still vacated your 2nd round pick. You stepped away from that.
You dropped...
To get that guy.
You swapped 10 picks down.
Okay.
And got a guy.
But your exchange rate was that pick for that guy.
But
so
you
I don't
just like you just
we
said
that.
Well, they gave up like a 2nd and a 4th to get him, right? No. They gave up 10 slots in the draft to get him.
Yeah. Well, that was a failure.
Yeah, it didn't work out. But yeah, people are blowing that out. It's like, oh, they traded the next Hall of Famer for him. No, they didn't.
Yeah. But I think they need to get back to what they did. Remember when they drafted Vereen and Ridley, and then you draft James White. They found Deion Lewis off a scrap heap. Lombardi did that for them with the whole Cleveland stuff. And that kid was often injured. And he made the most of everything he's done. They weren't going to get into it with that type of money with him.
We have some breaking news. It's related to the Patriots. Oh,
this is breaking sports news.
Powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I just like to say this, Hardy.
Yeah.
You've grown tired of Scott Zolak calling things. I called it.
Did he call
and,
this?
Something has happened here that we prepped ourselves for at the start of the show, and Zoe's going to tell you he called it. Give it to us, Hardy.
According to Ian Rappaport, verified, blue check mark, the hashtag Giants are expected to sign former Patriots left tackle Nate Solder, source said. They get their franchise left tackle, huge get.
There's Nate your first first kick in the nuts of the offseason right there, boys.
Nate Solder to the Giants.
So you called it.
Called it. Don't ever doubt the Big Daddy. Don't ever, ever doubt
Don't
him.
Give up your source.
That's not a source.
Well, yes, it is. That is a source. You had someone tell you this yesterday, and you went with it. Don't give them up.
The pizza place?
Yes.
Imagine if
Western Ave.
Crazy.
Awesome pizza, great sandwiches.
So they're dialed into the salads. New York Giants organization?
Yes, they make connections.
It's crazy that you could get this type of dildo without taking a trip. It's just amazing.
So there you have it.
Money talks, BS walks.
Nate Solder to the New York Giants. The Patriots in the last 24 hours have lost Danny Amendola, Malcolm Butler, Deion Lewis, and Nate Solder. Four players departing. And this one is probably the biggest one to this point and the one we expected the Patriots to at least make an effort to re-sign.
Your offseason has officially started, folks.
Hey, you're going to give... You gonna give Tommy Curran some crap now too?
No,
not taking any visits.
Well, he did. Technically, hey, he was right.
I was right. Lock him down in his bedroom.
Yeah.
Can I say I was wrong 8 minutes ago when I said maybe it's gonna cost him by not taking any visits?
It's not gonna cost anybody with this market and the amount of money's out there.
Yeah, why do you need a visit anyway?
Joe Thomas got drafted when he was on a fishing boat. He didn't even go to the draft. I'm going fishing. When teams want you and they have money, they go get you. Did Butler take a visit to the Titans? I don't think so. They were interested. They signed him. I don't think he visited there. Danny Amendola was in on a boat, right? With his girlfriend, sunbathing.
All right, let's get to some of your calls. Let's get to some of your calls.
I didn't know
you were
take a visit to sign.
Let's get your reaction to the last day. The last day. Patriots have lost four players. And they are all significant players.
I would call them
significant
all significant
contributors to this team.
Yes.
They're all now on
other
teams.
It got real now. Well, it's real now.
Butler's garbage, obviously. They didn't play him in the Super Bowl, so he must
suck.
What's
your contingency plan? Who are you kicking over of the three you got? Go ahead.
What's plan B?
They don't have a contingency
plan. No, plan B? They don't have a plan.
All right.
Everybody's leaving.
We'll talk
about
it.
What's the plan?
Boy, good thing Scar's back.
What's the plan? And when that doesn't blow up, then when that blows up, then you can talk about plan B. There's no plan. Just let everybody sign somewhere else. That's the plan. Plan's going perfectly so far.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It is no longer wise to ignore it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Quick throw to a tackle eligible Solder. Across the five. They barreling over a defender. Diving to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
How about that? Don't throw it to anybody.
Six one seven 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 nine zero ninety eight five.
I love this time slot. News breaks all the time during our time slot.
And that news is Nate Solder to the New York Giants, according to multiple reports now. First reported by Ian Rappaport of NFL Network. Give me a number, Zoe. What do you think it's going to be?
From the guy I talked to yesterday, they got in touch with him and they were starting at 14. Oh. I think it's going to be between 15 and 16 per year.
I'll tell you what. And you can add him to my list of
to get him
guys,
to leave.
Guys, I'm not upset about leaving if that's the dollar figure. I'm not going to pay you $15 or $16 million a year. He's not worth that. Would you pay that guy that money?
For two years and you have to, considering what your option is right now, yes.
Would you make him, like Mike Giardi says, the highest paid tackle in the league?
Okay, but highest paid tackle in the league doesn't mean that you're the best tackle in the league.
No,
because
I'm
it's all
saying.
About when you become a free agent.
But when you're the free agent
yesterday.
And you have Russell Okung sitting there at 13.5, he's going to go north of that.
Allow me to phrase it this way. You want to cut the same check to Nate Solder this year that you cut to Tom Brady? No, thanks.
It's another one you might have to address.
Take a pass on that.
SpotTrack has the highest paid left tackle as Trent Williams from the Redskins at 13.6.
Okay.
So 14 would be in line with that. I don't think that's AAV. I think that's actually what they make in 2018, though.
Nate Solder to the New York Giants.
I'll say Adrian Waddle
will be the
highest
paid left tackle, and the exact numbers I'm sure will be coming in the next hour. We'll have those numbers.
Yeah. Say we open up at Pittsburgh, and that's our opener. Who's your left tackle? A rookie?
I think the real question here, though,
remember
is
Solder when he's a rookie, how skinny he was? Remember that, Jim? CBS scene?
Here's what I want to know.
Who's the basketball player to bring it up? Who's this guy?
I don't know if we're going to get this answer. I want to know if the Patriots even wanted in on this. I'm curious to know if they even wanted to re-sign him. And I asked that question before we learned this news. The way he said, I'm not taking meetings, the guy, not taking other. Did he then, in the last 24 hours since that came out, Jim, did he then get a call from the Giants saying, well, okay, you're not taking meetings? Well, here's our offer. We're putting it in. You think about it. You let us know. But that's our offer. And then he tried to get an offer from the Patriots, and they didn't even give him an offer. Is that possible? That is possible, that they didn't even give him an offer. They didn't make an offer to him. And I think that will come out, too, in the next couple of days.
It's a four-year deal, according to Jenny Dell.
Yeah, that's about right. Oh,
she's tight with Solder's wife.
No, that's true. Right. Yeah, very, very close.
Yeah.
Highest paid offensive lineman in the NFL, she says.
Four-year deal. Predictable.
Howell's got it. Nate Solder to the Giants, per source.
Jesus, Howell. Okay.
Why don't you tweet it? You got it, too.
Oh, I do. I have a source.
Yeah, but Zoe called it.
Shut up. Don't start this.
Nate
Solder. You should retweet. Okay. You should quote tweet everybody just saying, Giants. I called it.
Okay.
Hashtag sources.
The Patriots source, they told me they're nowhere near even considering A.J. McCarron, who I totally believe. I talked to another guy, another Patriots source last night.
Yep.
That told me also that they're prepared to move on from Solder if it gets to it. But I didn't believe that.
So wait a minute.
Because I've gotten bad info from this other guy before. But somebody went out of their way to alert me to the McCarron stuff. Because it went viral, I guess.
Because this is why I fear someone told you that the McCarron thing is bullcrap. Because if it doesn't happen, and McCarron doesn't land here, they don't want to have to exacerbate the issue that already exists between the head coach and the quarterback. If all of a sudden Brady sees that and goes, you got to be kidding me. So we just traded Garoppolo, now we're going to sign McCarron? That would only make those matters worse. That would only make it worse.
Want the numbers?
Yes, I want the numbers. Who has them?
Turn them up.
Adam Schefter. 4 years, $60 million.
Oh, that's nice and tidy.
It is. It's 15 a year.
$15 million bucks a year.
What's the guaranteed money, do you think?
35.
That sounds about right. I'd say a little more than half.
I'd say somewhere in that half. Yeah.
Malcolm got 30. Okay. Good for Nate.
Absolutely good for Nate.
Maz is tweeting up a storm. Is he in today? Or is he still out?
Ian Rappaport, the Giants went all in on left tackle Nate Solder, especially after watching Andrew Norwell head to the Jaguars. They priced out the Patriots and the Texans, making Solder the highest paid left tackle.
So he was their fallback for Andrew Norwell?
Yeah. Mike Giardi, on Solder, some assume because of his son's illness that he'd not want to be moving, but children.
You were stupid if you did that.
Can still oversee his care, whether he chooses a hospital in New York or New Jersey. He's also close enough to Boston to be returning to the city for treatments.
Yes, 3 hour drive away. 3 hour drive away. Quick flight, half hour flight, up and down.
Before this offseason, Zoe, you said their biggest need is what?
Nate Solder.
No. Before that, when we get done with the Super Bowl, you said they need what? A home wrecker, right?
Yeah.
Guy to get to the quarterback. So what? Quarterback's the number one position, right?
Right.
What's 2, 3, and 4?
Corner, home wrecker, and backside tackle.
They need 3 out of 4.
Ooh. What if they sign Sue?
Well, wait a minute, though.
What if they sign Dominic? I know a lot of people are
starting. That's not totally fair, though. That's not totally fair. Because they don't need a number one corner. They have a number one corner. They have a number one. Okay, Gilmore's a number one corner.
They got this kid Shelton from Cleveland, right? You put him in the middle with Malcolm Brown. Say they get Sue. A lot of people are just dismissing it because it's Ndamukong Sue. Say they are interested in Sue. And you get Hightower back. Does that help your front? I think it does. But it's almost like those things need to happen. Like, you need to bring in a guy you can't really block. Sue, when he's right, you can't block him. Sorry, you can't. He's that big. He's that good.
Patriots players dropping like flies.
Your offseason just got a hell of a lot interesting.
Mike and Webster. Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi, Mike.
Why the hell, Scott, is Belichick waiting until free agency comes about rather than trying to sign these guys before free agency?
Do you think Pittsburgh's a good team?
Do I think Pittsburgh's a good team?
Yeah. How about Atlanta? Have they been in the mix for being one of the top teams?
Yes.
Dallas?
I'm
indicating that none of these teams have made any moves whatsoever. Zero.
Well, you know, how many guys have they lost? They haven't lost a ton of guys like we have. We've lost a lot of important guys.
Are you going to pay a guy that's 33 years old, and Danny Amendola? Are you going to guarantee him $8 million to come back? No.
No, I'm not, Scott.
He's on a pitch count here.
But what I'm saying is, why didn't he make a good pitch to Solder, you know, to keep him here?
What if they offered him 12 and this team went to 13? 13 times 4 is $12 million more than what the Patriots would offer.
You know, but he's got to do something to keep these players from leaving. You got $26 million.
All right, Mike, let's put it in these
play
terms.
Money.
Mike, would you give Nate Solder $15 million a year to play for the Patriots on a 4-year, $60 million deal?
No.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
No,
you're answering your own question. Mike.
You're answering.
No, but what I'm saying is, why wait until free agency to put a good offer on?
Because you couldn't tag him. He was smart. Also, he built this into his contract where if it got to a point, you could not tag Nate Solder and hold on to him. He was hitting free agency regardless.
Right. 2 years ago, when they won the Super Bowl, Belichick was out in the free agent market, you know, scoffing players up, making trades and everything. And what has he done this year other than the special teams guys? I mean, he's done nothing.
That's important to him, and that's his core. That's what keeps you in games, you know, middle of the year, late in the year. It wins them for you and gets you to the 12-win mark. That's the stuff that's important to that guy. Somehow they find a way to win 12-13 every year. They're probably going to do it again. But I understand why you question it. I do. I do. I totally do. I question it. You think I like sitting there on my couch last night, getting a call from somebody telling them Solder's gone, and then I just see the Nate Ebner re-signing tweet? You think that excites me? You think it gets my juices flowing? No. I'm with you guys.
But at some point, has a number for you, so 35 million dollars guaranteed, and the 4-year deal is actually not worth $60 million. It's worth $62 million.
Called it. You want to replay the tape? 35.
It's not even 15 a year. It's $15.5 million a year. $35 million guaranteed. I would not pay that man that money. No offense, Boy, Nate Solder. Think you're a hell of a player and a hell of a guy, but nope, not paying you that.
Imagine what they would have paid him if he took the visit.
Oh, hey, man, imagine if he took a visit. Kind of money that would be there for him. We'll go right back to your call, 617-779-0985 in 90 seconds after these headlines.